It's time for High Plains Public Radio's weekly program, Growing on the High Plains. Here's Skip.
A look at the First Ladies of our land shows a variety of worthy causes that have been chosen by a variety of presidents' wives for their personal attention and support while living in the White House. Though all selections are worthy and well-meant, my personal favorite has to be Lady Bird Johnson's efforts throughout her lifetime to make natural beauty a part of the American environment. Her projects and proposals went beyond national parks to roadside parks, and her energies turned urban blight into conservation areas and community gardens. Lady Bird was primarily responsible for the passage of the Highway Beautification Act of 1965, and as a result, many roadside junkyards were cleaned up. The number, location, and size of billboards and signs were monitored. Park benches and landscape areas were incorporated into roadway projects. And perhaps the best known and most remembered legacy of Lady Bird Johnson was the massive planting of wildflowers along the nation's highways and byways. In our area of the country, the common names of native wildflowers can roll off the tongue and set a scene in the mind's eye before you behold the real thing. A riot of colors and textures are brought to our pastures and ditches with Queen Anne's lace, Texas bluebonnets, Indian paintbrush, blanket flower, blue flax, larkspur, and Mexican hat. One of my favorite roadside flowers is called wine cup, a most descriptive name for the color and shape of the small flowers that form at the end of slender, low-lying stems. Like tiny tulips, the wine cups nod their dark purple heads at the passing show, closing at day's end for a night's rest. They sleep on a tangled bed of viney, sawtoothed foliage that at first glance might seem invasive, but the trailing stems don't root. Rather, the plant is propagated by seed, or it can be started from a carrot-like central tuber. Since it's a perennial, the parent plant will return each year, along with the seed-grown generations that keep creating more masses of color each spring and summer. Easy to grow in full sun and sandy or rocky soil, these delicate blossoms are just made for the hardscrabble life of a roadside wildflower. If High Plains Public Radio had a regional flower, I'd nominate the wine cup. A look at my national wildflower map shows the native growth area for wine cup to be very similar to the broadcast area of HPPR. A native of the central U.S., wine cups grow in Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Nebraska, and southeastern Colorado. A few years ago, I ordered a couple of starts of wine cup from a wildflower nursery, and they've gradually increased their growing area to create a colorful carpet around some ornamental shrubs. They bloom all summer and remind me of my younger days when, as a college student, I would end the school year by driving from the University of Oklahoma back to southwest Kansas. I would leave behind a tree-lined campus and a year of books and exams and take to the open road, speeding across western Oklahoma's rolling hills and into the flatlands of Kansas. I felt a little like Dorothy, with a Manx cat in place of the little dog Toto, and the waving, nodding wine cups, like so many munchkins, welcoming me to another summer in the land of Oz.
Growing on the High Plains is a production of High Plains Public Radio. It's written and narrated by Skip Mancini, and it's produced by Brian Burrell. To hear more Growing on the High Plains, visit hppr.org.